He said, I am Hussein ibn Ali. He said, he has soldiers. He has so many soldiers, so many, you know, well-armed army. And he can destroy you. He said, I have army as well. I have weapons as well. Who are your weapons, Hussein? My weapons is my children. My weapons are my cousin. My weapons are my companions. My weapons are my orphans. One of my weapons is my little 6-month-old baby. This is my weapon. I will go to fight this tyrant with my entire existence. You see, Hussein ibn Ali on the battle of Ashura did two things. Number one is to expose the enemy, to show how despicable and mean the enemy was, to what level they reduced themselves by killing innocent children. And the other thing is to show how devoted he is to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, sometimes we are ready to spend all what we have in the way that we believe in. We sacrifice our wealth. We sacrifice our belongings. Sometimes we are ready to sacrifice ourselves. But who dares to sacrifice his own children, his own son and daughter? There aren't many. You see, he tells them, I am ready to kill myself. I am ready to put myself in harm's way in order to protect my children. But someone to say that I am ready to sacrifice my children, to sacrifice my 6-month-old baby in my cause, it is unheard of. On the day of Ashura, after everybody was killed, all males in the camp of Hussein were butchered and martyred on the ground. The children, the orphans, the kids had only one hope for water. They had one hope, thinking that one person could go and get them water. But that person also didn't make it. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas also was killed. He didn't get it to the tent. So all children, all orphans were hopeless, completely hopeless. At that time, Zainab came forward, taking the 6-month-old baby to her brother, called him, Ya Aba Abdullah. Take this little son. This little son is dying. It's just like a dying fish. Have you seen when you take a fish out of water, how it jolts? After a while, when you drop it in water, it's dead. This is what happening to Ali al-Azghar, Abdullah al-Radi'. They knew that he was dying. Imam Hussein knew what will happen, the consequences, but he wanted to expose the army of Bani Umayyah. He brought them. He brought him. Imam Hussein, when he would go to the battle, he would ride Dhul Janah, his horse. When he goes to advise people, he would take camel. But this time Hussein came by walking. He was walking toward them, meaning at peace, completely peaceful. While hiding the child, he came forward and told them, Ya Qawm, قتلتم إخوتي وأبناء عمومتي وأولادي وأصحابي. You have killed everybody. You are holding me at fault. Let me ask you, if I am having fault, what is the fault of this child? What this God, what this child has done? What kind of a crime he has committed that you make him go and die from thirst? How is that? Give him, if you don't want to give me water, take this child, take this infant, you give him water and return it back to me. There was a discord in the army. Some people said, give him. Some people said, no, kill the baby, because there is no difference between the baby and the adult. Ahlul Bayt are all equal. Destroy this household. This is how they approach. At that time, Umar ibn Sa'd, look at Harmala.
and told Harmalah, Waylak, اقطع نزاع القوم, it bring to end the discord. Harmalah said, I realized what Umar ibn Sa'd was asking. I was looking for an opportunity. The baby was hiding under the mantle of his father. Once his father exposed him, it brought him to the appearance. I looked at his shining neck. At that time, I aimed at his neck and I butchered him with an arrow that came and pierced through his neck. The child took his hand from the swaddle and hugged his father. At that time, the father saw the butchered son. He took the blood. He made a handful of blood and threw it to the skies, to the heavens, and said, Ilahi, un kunta la tarza, fakhudh hatta tarza. Take as much as you want. Hawwana alayya ma nazala bi annahu bi'aynillah. I take relief and solace that this is in the eyes of Allah. Allah is watching. He returns the baby to the tent, to the camp. Sukaina comes, thinking that the baby has been taken water. She asks her father, Oh father, is there any leftover from the water so I can drink? I am thirsty too. He gives her the baby and tells her, Haki, akhaki, madbuha. He's butchered. It is narrated that Imam Hussein dug a small grave and put him to grave. After the battle, when the battle was over, the tribes who came and attacked the camps of Hussein, they beheaded all the soldiers, not only Hussein. 72 heads were cut out and were given to different tribes. When a tribe was left alone without any head, they complained to Umar ibn Sa'd. They said, when we go to Amir ibn Ziyad, there is no head that we can put on the spears. They told them, I saw Hussein had a little baby. Search for that baby. See, where is that baby? As they searched, they found the grave of that baby. They beheaded the baby and put that small head on top of the spears to bring it as a gift to Ibn Ziyad. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته